I need both lights. When I wake up at night, I like the little nightlight. But when I read, I need the bigger lights.
Are you too young to be a preacher? No matter how young you are, there are things you can do for the Lord. And we're going to talk about that in a story called The Night Light. Here are some verses from Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 12. Unless you are honest and faithful in small matters, you won't be in large ones. If you cheat even a little, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. And if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? Our story, The Night Light. Marcy sighed. Everybody's going to have a part, she thought as she listened to the conversation at the table. Everybody but me. Pastor James and his wife had come for dinner, and so far the discussion was all about the church campaign to reach their small town with the gospel. Mom was going to sing at a women's retreat, Dad was in charge of a men's breakfast, and Marcy's older brother offered to make posters to advertise a citywide youth rally. Marcy pushed her food around on her plate. I wish I were big enough to help, she thought. Just then, Pastor James turned to Marcy. Do you have any friends you can invite to our special meetings? He asked. Marcy nodded. I guess so, she murmured, still wishing she could have a real job like Mom and Dad and her brother did. As Mom tucked Marcy into bed later that night, Marcy shared her thoughts. Honey, said Mom, inviting friends and praying for them is a real job. It is. It's every bit as important as what any of us will do. But Marcy wasn't convinced. Do you get enough light in your room from the hall light? Or shall I leave the overhead light on? Mom asked as she turned to leave. Or I could put a lamp from the living room out here in the hall. Would you like that? No, exclaimed Marcy in surprise. That would be way too bright and keep me awake. The night light is perfect. So both big lights and small lights are needed, right? Mom asked. And I think they're equally important, don't you? Yep, said Marcy. When I wake up at night, I like the little night light. But when I read, I need the bigger lights. Mom nodded. They just have different purposes, she said. And that's true of people, too, and of tasks that need to be done. They're all needed. The big ones, the little ones are equally important. Little people, as well as big ones, need to be invited to learn about Jesus. Marcy was thoughtful. Okay, I'll invite all my friends to the meeting, she promised. I'll invite my whole class, she grinned. I'll be a nightlight. Well, how about you? Are you too young to preach, to organize meetings, to prepare a dinner? That's all right. Someday the Lord may ask you to do those things. But right now, perhaps you, not your mom, can be a friend to the new kid at school. You, not your dad, can mow your grandmother's lawn. You, not the pastor, can invite your teacher and classmates to come to church. Whatever God asks you to do, do it for His glory. Luke 16:10, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And our key thought, your tasks are important. Remember, you might not be able to do big things, but you can do something. And whatever you do, do it for the Lord, to please Him because of all He has done for you. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Supported by listeners like you and on the web at keysforkids.org. Bye now.